have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. The Fountain of Truth about aging. And I think for this new year, we have a lot of messages that are coming right up on this show. We're going to be talking very briefly about a few new scientific discoveries, but mostly we're going to be talking about experiences, the experiences that you're going to want to have when you walk in the door of a restaurant, a spa, a hotel, but most of all, when you walk in the door of your own home. And we have an expert on experiential design. His name is Brad Gantos. And if you, I will spell that for you guys so that you can look it up. Because if you want to see beauty and you want to do that from the confines of your own computer, you're going to want to go on radgantos.com and look at his website. It really is something special and something beautiful. And it begins by saying that it's not just the look of the design. It's the experience of the design. So, Rand, thank you so much for being with us today. And just can you jump in and explain what you mean by that experiential design?
Thanks, Adrian, for having me on today. Wow. I really appreciate that introduction. I think I might have to re-listen to it and encourage other people to use the same approach when introducing me. What a way to end the year. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, my friend, very much. Let me just start and say by saying thank you for being my guest on my show about a week or so ago, and thank you for inviting me to be on yours. Experiential design, well, it's something that's always been around, and I think has just gained more and more importance. In most cases, we probably don't even realize consciously that it is a factor of how we appreciate everything really around us. But specifically what you're talking about, which is basically a built environment, be it a commercial setting, brick and mortar, retail, or spa, as you said, or wellness, or our experience when we enter into a hotel, be it a resort or a smaller boutique. And then also, and I know we're going to cover this, but it also translates very much into our living spaces, our own little havens that we build for ourselves. Experiential design really stems from one thing, that it's not all about aesthetics. Aesthetics is definitely a part of it, but how we interact with the space, how it, what it conjures up for us. In some cases, if it's done very well, you are not even aware of it, but it evokes emotion, it evokes experience. One of the things I encountered about 2 years ago at a panel discussion is where they're talking about how to engage people. And the discussion basically came to the point that you should invest in emotion. You should invest in experience. And it got me really kind of looking into it deeper and deeper. How do we translate that into a space? How do we make the time spent something that's memorable? And it really does have everything to do with what you touch, what you experience in terms of smell, scent. If it's well dialed in, it evokes a reaction, hopefully positively, on all of your senses. So you are experiencing the space. You are not just visually seeing it, but you're also everything you touch, the feedback you're getting through your sense of touch, your sense of smell, the sense of hearing. It becomes very, very important when you have things that are, you know, people that are getting older or people that are not necessarily older but have maybe limitations in mobility. How do you make that universal experience an enjoyable one? And then taking it to the next layer when it comes to a business environment such as a hotel or a restaurant or a spa, how do you use that experiential blending to where it is a customized blend that is unique to that particular facility or that particular brand, because then it becomes a marketable, defensible brand kind of tool to basically ensure
sustainable
business.
So you have an expectation you're going to walk, yeah, you walk into a particular spa brand like Mirabelle that you've worked with and others, and you know what to expect, and it's there. And you have to create the expectation first through the experiential design. So let's start in that lofty area, the area of hospitality and spa and so on. If you would pick one thing that you could describe that you're really proud of, that really worked, what is it and why did it work, in your opinion?
You know, that's a little bit of a tough one, only because the way we approach our projects is every single one of them is its own unique tailoring, if you will. It's its own unique bespoke or customized platform stage that we basically build for that client for them to perform their business on. And if it's successfully done, then their performance is applauded by people basically giving them money and then basically telling others about the performance and that how they should not miss it, and therefore driving repeat business to their facility. The thing that I would say is I am most proud of is that in every project that we do, be it a day spa, for example, you want to talk about hospitality, a day spa or a resort spa, we are really proud of the fact that what we end up tailoring for our client is such that it fits their operational model, that it actually provides them with revenue optimization. One of the biggest mistakes I see when it comes to spas or any kind of retail is that, you know, you have shelving that has a lot of product on it, but it is not really curated. It's not really developed to basically evoke or project a certain position, a certain culture that spa or that hotel stands for. And so we are very proud of the fact that whatever it is, whatever the size of the project, whatever the type of the project, that we bring the same level of sophisticated service to that. I've seen that successfully done on projects that are day spas. There was one called Sensational Day Spa, which was my very first project spa project that I did when I went out on my own back in 2004. That was very successful. And the reason it really holds a special place in my heart is because the client actually took a second mortgage on their house to expand their business from 1,000 square feet to 5,000 square feet. So
no
if
pressure,
we had not dialed... And you're absolutely right in your reaction. Because if she had failed, if her business had failed, it wasn't just, oh, well, we'll make it up on the next project. It would have been her house that's at stake. So I'm very proud of that one because after 6-7 years of it being in operation, that facility not only paid off her second mortgage because it was successfully done, but also she sold that business at the strength of what we had designed 7 years prior.
Now, when we come back, we're going to be talking about why that's important to us as we age, why it is important to have, and we are actually demanding this kind of experience. When we go into a public type of facility, whether it's a restaurant, a spa, a hotel, what difference it can make in your life. And then we're going to bring it down to what Rad calls the bespoke look, like they do in England when they make a suit for you, and it's only for you, and it's tailored for you. How you can create your own home in a bespoke way for aging in place. We hear that phrase all the time, and that has to do with not wanting to go into assisted living, but it means a lot more than that now. Even younger folks in their 20s and 30s buying their first home, they want something that is universally designed. It can be for everyone. They may have intergenerational age friends. And they want it to work for the kids up to grandma, grandpa, great-grandpa, and the great-grandma. And it's not easy to get an expert in this field. You would think it would be, because with 78 million baby boomers, you would think the demand is so high, and it is. that everybody would be thinking in terms of experiences as opposed to just stuff or the built environment, but there are very few. And if you want to see what this really looks like, take a look at radgantos.com. That's RAADGHANTOUS.com. And you'll actually see some pictures, some projects, the very things that that Rad himself is telling us about now. And in our next segment, we're going to be bringing this down home. What are some of the things that can be done to give that feeling of a great experience when you walk in your own front door? I have recently had the pleasure of doing many, many house tours in different parts of the country to see what universal design looks like. And I will tell you, you can tell. The critical thing, it's like a good facelift. You look better, but nobody knows it. They don't know why. So it's that sort of thing. When we come back, of course, we're going to be tossing to commercial for a moment. I hope that you will stay with us. This is the kind of thing that I would like you to take that minute. You don't have to listen to the commercial. I give you all permission to go out and get a pencil and paper because you're going to want to write down some of the thoughts here. When you're thinking about your own private space, there is no need always to move. We are doing an article right now on why move when you can renovate in a way that makes perfect sense to you in what Rad Gantos would call a bespoke manner for the environment that you want to live in. So this is Generation Bold Radio. Don't go anywhere. And do take a look at generationboldradio.com, and you'll get all the information and the recording of the show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
But that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da.
You like business content. I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
Americans are going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns three times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get three bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient in most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just two capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get three free bottles with a qualifying order.
Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started.
Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello. Once again, this is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And it's the fountain of truth about aging. Let me give you just one little detail that I promised at the beginning of the show, and I hope this is going to rev you up a bit for the new year, and that is there has been a wonderful, wonderful revelation. Guess what it is? You'll be younger if you exercise. Now, I know that's something that you do know and you've been trying, but it's only 2.5 hours a week that can make a difference, and the new study is of younger folks, people who are 25 and 30, who have been exercising all their lives. They did a longitudinal study, longitudinal study of folks who started to exercise very early on when the jogging craze began. They're now in their 70s, and they have the heart of a 25-year-old, and he wants it back. No, they are so young that their musculature and their cardio systems can be as young as 25 and 30-year-olds. And all they did was consistently run or walk all their life. However, if you're not one of them, and you are already over the age of 60, and you have been a couch potato all those years, it doesn't matter. It is not that difficult, believe it or not, to catch up. So please do catch up and make that your resolution for the new year. It's already been shown in a separate study that people over the age of 60 can lower their blood pressure through exercise as much as medication can. Fantastic. Don't throw your pills away. Don't say Adrian Berg says I'm going to the gym, I don't need my blood pressure medication. No. Nevertheless, you may actually be able to do that under a doctor's care if you start to exercise now. It's fantastic. Okay. Now let us get back to Rad Gantos, who is a mover and shaker, I'm going to say, an innovator in the field of aging in a very interesting way. He's a designer who has done some incredible work, probably in the spas that you already go to and many of the hotels and restaurants that you've frequented, and now is moving his idea of experiential design, sensory design, which he says becomes more and more important as you age, into the home. If you go to R-A-A-D Gantos, GHANTOUS.com, you'll see some of these beautiful pictures, but you won't look at them and immediately say, oh, that's a great house to grow old in. No, it's not that way. Explain to us, Rad, your approach, how you see universal design and what it means to you.
Thanks, Adrian. I'm sorry, it just took me a minute here. I was trying to renew my membership to the gym after your introduction.
Right.
It's a great reminder for all of us as we enter this year. And I think the biggest thing that I connected with what you're saying is to keep yourself open to never look at it. And I know this is part of very much your credo, but you know, it's never too late. It's never too late to learn something that improves the quality of your life or at least sustains it. You don't have to sacrifice certain things, like the assumption that you're just because you're older, That means X. It doesn't mean anything. You can write the story of your life, and part of it is a commitment to what it is that you find important and what it is that you pay attention to. What you were asking about, relevant to the aging in place, as you mentioned it, bringing that sort of experientially rich environment into a home. Most homes, and this is something that was, I recall, as late as probably 2008, is something that AARP constantly reminded people, is that over 80% of people, as they get older, don't really want to move out of their house. The real estate industry tells you, you got to scale down, you got to get smaller, and you basically got to get simplified. Yes, life, a simplified life is definitely something that is, works for a lot of people. As you get older, you get, you know, your important things gets fewer, you know, your family, loved ones, you don't need as many things, you're kind of content, hopefully, with the lifestyle that you have encountered. But how do you now supposedly move out of a familiar environment where you know your way around your neighborhood, where you know your neighbors, where you're healthier longer in your own home, and there really is no reason for you to move? But you find yourself in a house that was never built for you to age in. The way that they were designed was, it's a double-story, single-family to raise a family in, with rooms upstairs and the kitchen downstairs and separation of living spaces. Then you're coming off probably a townhouse before that, or an apartment before that. And then, you know, you're supposed to scale down to a place in the desert that's smaller, that's a one-story as you get older. Barely enough room for, you know, a table with maybe four chairs in the kitchen. Interestingly enough, this is not how we live anymore. That's not how we live. Our lives are rich with people, with family, with you know, duality of where grandparents become, you know, the primary care, daycare for grandkids as they're growing, and, you know, families are two-income households that are basically busy out there. The parents are busy out there working, and you want that. You want that extended family if you're fortunate enough to have. But how do you have an environment that supports that lifestyle should you choose to have it as be part of your reality? Most homes are not built for you to age in. That does not mean they cannot be adjusted to do that. We, on the hospitality side, which is what we start talking about the first segment, we did this all day long because there was such a thing since 97 called the American Disabilities Act, ADA, that required, and it's not that long ago. I mean, 97 is not long ago, but it was a pivotal law that went in on a federal level that required that everybody who's in the business of providing service or accommodation or space for people to publicly engage in, they had to provide a certain percentage of that space to accommodate people with disabilities, or as I prefer to say it, people with different abilities. Okay, not really. I don't really look at it as disabilities. And if you approach that in the hotel industry, what does that mean? That means that a certain number of rooms had to be allocated as handicap accessible rooms. Now, we worked with Ritz-Carlton, Four Seasons, Hyatt, you know, you name it. Those rooms had to be accommodating for people with special needs. However, they were still being billed at $400 and $500 a night. So let me tell you, those rooms did not look like a medical facility. They did not look like something that would have blatant lesser than experiential promise in the space. We had to accommodate the expectations for the clientele of Four Seasons, Ritz-Carlton, Hyatt, you name it, to basically provide them with a room that met with their special need, but still provided them the experiential promise, the expectations with what those brands stood for. So
it had to look good and feel good. You know, we're going to take a little bit of a break again. I hate it when it comes to the end of our segment. Okay. And we're going to carry this over. We're also going to tell you that Rad has become a media mogul. We'll tell you all about Rad Live, a wonderful radio show that I was on, as he mentioned. But even more than that, so there's a lot of expanded information that you'll get in just a moment. Don't you go anywhere.
That doesn't bother me not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
You love your car, and so does CarChecks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few thousand dollars. Or you can get protected with CarChecks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call CarChecks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit getprotected.com. That's getprotected.com.
Head ball coach Steve Spurrier here, and I know just how stressful it can be when time is tight and you need points on the board. Well, just like my fun and gun offense, AmeriFactors is a fast-moving game winner when it's fourth down and your business can't afford a funding fumble. Providing up to 98% of receivables in as little as 24 hours, your business can get the cash flow it needs to make payroll, hire new talent, or purchase equipment faster than ever. Best of all, funds come directly from your unpaid invoices, so there's absolutely nothing to pay back. And if your clients don't pay, AmeriFactors is your defensive line taking the hit. With over 29 years of successfully funding businesses, you know AmeriFactors is a name you can trust to score big and score fast.
800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. That's 800-890-6380.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello once again. And this is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. We're going into our fifth year, and so is Rad Live, another wonderful radio show that does concentrate on aging with our guest, and he has a co-host as well, as I understand it, because I was on that show, and we were talking and gibbering away and having a great time. And we're going to get to the jugular right now. I want to hear a little bit about Rad Live, but also the new enterprises, your new media enterprises. And right after that, we're going to talk about what we kind of tossed at you a moment ago for my listeners' interest, and that is if you are renovating, some of the real things you can do. And before we do that, and we take a real look at real things like the bathroom when it comes to aging in place, as well as aging beautifully, just tell us a little bit about Rad Live, and also you've told me that you've expanded it into some more and different shows, so I want to hear about that. Let us all know.
Yeah, no good deeds goes unpunished, Adrian. 4 years ago,
yes.
I was invited to be a guest on a general contractor's show at a radio station in Southern California, and I went in, and we started talking about what I do, and we started talking about aging in place, and the gentleman who runs the radio station, and the radio station is octalkradio.net, Paul Roberts, he basically asked me if I'd be interested in doing a baby boomer show. After I divulged to him that I actually had missed being a baby boomer by 1 year, he really didn't care and said, well, I'll call you a baby boomer wannabe, and you could still do the show. So
okay.
I ran into a lady by the name of Carrie Kasem, Casey Kasem's daughter, who was setting up a nonprofit foundation to combat elder abuse. And as everybody knows, Mr. Radio's daughter, Casey Kasem's daughter, has her own show also in L.A., and she agreed to be my first guest. And that established our direction on the Rad Life, R-A-A-D-L-I-F-E, to where we really engaged in tough topics, but also celebratory topics about the journey of life, and whether it was regarding seniors or whether regarding we are championing people such as yourself who are iconic in what they do and passionate about what you do, and thanks again for being a guest on the show. It really has been a wonderful journey for me to do the show, and I look forward to it every Wednesday at between 12 and 1 on that station. As a result of that, I have a friend of mine by the name of Craig Sullivan, who you kind of mentioned in passing, who came to me and said, you're having way too much fun doing this, and you know how this is because you do it yourself. I mean, it is a joy if you are fortunate enough to do something like this. It is a joy, right. And he basically says, well, let's have another radio show. And I said, well, what do you want to do it on? And he goes, California Hospitality and Leisure.
Huh?
And that is the one we co-host together, and it's called Check Out California. Both of these shows, the Check Out California now is in almost approaching second year, and both of those shows, the Rad Life and the Check Out California show, who's been a who's who of a lot of people, we have them both now on Spotify, on iHeartRadio, and it basically caused us to have to really look seriously into this exercise that we're doing, which is providing content, and we needed to monetize it. So we set up a media company called Golden State Media, and it's goldenstatemedia.com if anybody's interested in looking out more. We currently have a third show that I launched in October called Selling the Lux Life, which is a remote show which we go out of studio. And we have three other shows in production for the beginning of the year, including one focused on women and businesswomen and balancing life from a businesswoman's perspective. And that will be a show that will be it's called Sunday Brunch. And it's going to be hosted by a very good friend of mine and a wonderful branding and marketing person by the name of Rachel Svoboda, who has her own company called Sunday Brunch, and it's, I think, sundaybrunch.com. So this has taken on a life of its own, that is above and beyond my interior design. However,
and your expectations. One of those things that's kind of like a passion project that went right. I love it.
Yeah,
tell everybody the website one more time.
So it's The Rad Life, and you can find us on Facebook and on Instagram. On Facebook. And you can also check out California on Facebook. The company, the media company, is Golden State Media Group, and it's goldenstatemediagroup.com. And then there will always be announcements on there. You can join our subscription list. We'll let you know if new shows that are coming up. We got one going on with a wonderful gatekeeper in the nonprofit industry in Southern California that's going to be basically focusing on nonprofit organizations and sharing best practices and heralding people that have been of service and care on all multi-levels. Again, it is a platform to put out candid, uncurated, genuine, authentic content, we hope, regardless of the area of focus, and provide information for people on things that maybe are hard topics that we don't really talk about, encouraging them to engage in them.
Fantastic. Well, I'm very excited about it, too, and I'm so glad to learn about it. One of the great things, folks, about my show is, while you're learning, I'm learning. And this is terrific. My guests are always people of many parts, and Rad Ganto certainly is. And now we're going to get to a different area, which is how to renovate a bathroom. Now, I'm going to set this up because this is not television. It is radio. You can't see his beautiful work. So I encourage you, if you are doing or thinking of any renovations, go to RaadGhantous.com and take a look at the projects that are residential. And you will see a bathroom there. And it's a knockout. It's beautiful. The last thing that you'll think of is, hey, this is for people who are growing old. It's the last thought that you'll have. However, it can be. So tell us about that.
Well, let's take it from a practical side, too, because a lot of people will say to me, well, you know, it's okay, the house is fine, I'm going to be okay with it, who knows, you know, I'll be fine, and I don't really want to do anything medical because it's going to affect my resale. So here's a couple of things for as a disruptor I would encourage people to consider, especially timely given that we are in the holiday season and we tend to forget all year long that we're not in many cases just hatched. We come from a group of people. There's a continuity and legacy to our lives. So in homes over this holiday season, I bet you we've had some people have encountered visiting parents, older grandparents, younger kids, and a whole myriad of what you and I would refer to as a multi-generational experience. And the house in which they were entertaining may not have accommodated. Grandma may have sat in the living room rather than be at the kitchen because the kitchen countertop was too high for her to straddle a bar stool. And in the course of that missed opportunity of her passing on a recipe that is a family recipe for something in the kitchen and being engaged in that warmth around the kitchen environment, she instead sat in the living room because she didn't want to be embarrassed trying to get on a bar stool. That could have easily been avoided. Kids, same, and I could go on and on, you know, but here's some things that are really also practical. If your home that you're living in is somewhere you are planning to stay as long as possible in, your kitchen, your bathrooms are likely to be the one areas that you can really focus on first and foremost to basically get not only better quality of life out of if you modify them correctly, but also potentially make your home appealing to people with deeper pockets that are older, that may be looking to move into your desirable location. Maybe you're near the ocean or you're in a resort area or whatever, golf course, and your home now stands out because of the modifications you made to accommodate these potential buyers should you want to sell. So there's a resale value in what you do. And the irony of all of this is that the knowledge that goes into modifying a kitchen and a bathroom or a home to accommodate people to where there's a universal delight. You mentioned universal design. I would go step further. Refer to it and think about it as a universally delightful environment, not just universally designed. And I know I'm being semantics here, but yes, universally delightful. ADA requirements should not be the end-all goal, and that goes across the board, residential or commercial. It should be our beginning point of exploring the opportunities when it comes to what we can do for environments. And that is how I've always taken it. The bathroom that you are referring to is a perfect example. That bathroom has a shower in it that basically, and the house just recently sold for over $1 million, almost like 1.9. Okay?
I'm not surprised.
The bathroom was redone. We redid the bathroom. Where you see the shower now used to be two L-shaped butt-to-butt sink areas. We took those out. We moved the sink areas to the other side where there used to be a sunken tub and a shower that neither one of them were friendly, age-friendly or mobility-friendly. We put in the shower. The shower that you are looking at has 12 body jets, two rain heads, and two spigots for steam from a steam generator that is hidden underneath that bench.
It is beautiful. Unfortunately, we're about to toss on the commercial. We're coming to the end of our third segment. We have only one more to come. But stay with us.
Okay.
You're going to get something right.
I'm
right
inappropriate
with you.
For my age. Da-da-da-da.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Hey, this is Ellen DeGeneres. We all have a vital role to play in helping California communities, firefighters, and first responders battling wildfires throughout the state. In this time of crisis, the entertainment community unites in support of those keeping us safe. Join us at musicforrelief.org/fire and give to provide firefighters with the critical equipment they need to protect our neighborhoods. That's musicforrelief.org/fire. Thanks.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, da, da.
And hello, 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 and this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Two little housekeepings. Number one, Happy New Year. This is going to be a wonderful new year. I could feel it. And you know what? I don't always say it. I have honestly not always said that in December, but I do now. And you're making some resolutions, and you've been telling me what they are through our website. Please go to generationboldradio.com. You go to Ask Adrienne, but you could also tell Adrienne. You've been telling me the two big things on your mind is one that we're talking about right now. You're thinking of renovating in 2019 to stay home. And the other half of you are asking me how you can get rid of your stuff so you can sell your home. And I promise you, in 2019, we will be dealing with how to get rid of your stuff. But here we have an expert, Rad Gantos, who is a designer. He designs experiences in your life because he's dealt with so many hotels and restaurants and spas that you visited. And he's telling us how you can do this in your own home. By describing a very beautiful, very well-appointed, universally delightful bathroom. But I asked him a question during the break, and that was, what's it going to cost? This was a beautiful home that eventually sold for nearly $2 million, so putting in a $100,000 bathroom, that could work. But what about the rest of us? How expensive is universal design without necessarily giving exact numbers? Can we approach it in an economical way?
Oh, absolutely, Adrienne. I think the misnomer is that this is an expensive thing, and I do want to acknowledge for everybody who is actually taking the time to visit the website. The number one thing I have heard over the last, oh gosh, almost 15 years of doing this on my own, after about 6 years of doing it for very high-end companies with their architecture interiors for hotels worldwide, is they look at the pictures and they go, "We can't afford you. We can't afford this." And that is the biggest misnomer, because never do we actually work on champagne budgets. We deliver on champagne taste, but we usually work on beer budgets, and if I'm lucky, I'll get an import beer budget versus a domestic beer budget. Okay?
Very good.
The reality is I might get domestic light beer budget, to be honest with you, right? So the truth is this. The skill does not exist in spending a lot of money. The skill exists in layering the design, layering the solution, if you will, to where you still get a high-grade quality-of-life product, but you are within whatever budget you have set for yourself. And the reality is we all have budgets. Every single project I've been on, commercial or otherwise, has had tight budgets.
Nobody spends $500 a square foot to do a hotel remodel. Let me tell you that right away. It is a total misguided beginning point. So my suggestion is go for what it is that you want, but have the skilled, sophisticatedly skilled team to deliver on that within the realities of your comfort level. My grandfather used to say, stretch your feet to the length of your blanket. Okay? And if you got a good tailor, we talked about bespoke, if you got a good tailor, they'll make you a blanket that fits you and gives you what you need. That bathroom, you're right, was not on the cheap side, but it wasn't also exuberantly expensive because there was a resale value to the house that was required. It needed to recoup a lot of their cost. So we were able to, just to finish off on that bathroom, we're able to put in a spa-like environment that had enough room for a massage table to be placed in there, that had a tub also in there for resale value because most homes still require a tub in the master bathroom. But then the steam shower could accommodate, and the realtor who sold the house actually did a photo. She accommodated 14 realtors in that shower. It was like a clown car, and took a picture. Okay, and then the sinks were done to where they didn't look like they would accommodate a wheelchair. However, the cabinets could be opened up, doors slid in, a unit taken out, and they could absolutely accommodate a wheelchair in the future and not have to incur any additional cost for modifications. We put in 20 cents worth of plywood in the shower walls so that grab bars could be installed in there without damage to the beautiful tile in the future. 20 cents worth of plywood. Now, if you hadn't done that because you didn't have the sophisticated people and the team, should you, heaven forbid, have to do that, you're going to basically damage that beautiful shower. So the cost of doing these modifications is not exuberant, okay? At the same time, you, critical thing is to have people in there that are willing to talk to you about how to do it. And fortunately, there are people, but it's not everybody. You need to make sure that you filter out the people that are genuinely experienced in both having the conversation with you, how to achieve it, and being respectful to both your comfort levels, your changing, you know, mobility needs, and giving you something that is yours, not just a random solution that's a one-size-try-to-fit-all. And you can do it with liners on walls for showers. You can do it with tile. You can do it with pans. You can do it with fully, you know, wet mopped and tiled bottom floors. You could do it with all kinds of different kind of floorings and all different kind of ranges. Just make sure to talk to the right people, and I'm available even if it's not us that are doing it, because I really believe that your quality of life should not just be sustained, it should be enhanced when you take on both the expense and the desire to pursue something like this.
Well, this is a beautiful wrap-up for a very, very, very tough year for some people. And for other people, they're just retiring this year. And I congratulate all of you. You've got a terrific road ahead. Like Dr. Zhu says, oh, the places you will go. And next year, we will have great guests like Rad Gantos. We're going to have the recording of his show and his websites and how to find his media that he's and beautiful radio shows on the front page of our home page, which is generationboldradio.com. I'm going to continue to do my very new, we now have 40,000 subscribers, so I can't believe it.
Fabulous.
Blog, which we are, just started this year, called Aging for Beginners, because I wanted young people to understand aging. And I think they'll look at me differently if they understand their own aging. So it was all for me, but it seems to have worked out. And my big New Year's resolution for all of you, you know, I've been writing about this and screaming about it, get your ears checked. You know, if you're on Medicare, you can get one audio check free of charge, so go ahead and get the audio check for most of you. Hearing aids cost money, so we're going to have to figure that one out. And thank you so much for being with us, Rad. This is a beautiful, beautiful end to a year.
Thank you, Adrian, for the opportunity and for your friendship. You are always an inspiration to me, and I can't wait to see who you have on your show next year. And again, I'm putting it out there. Anybody who's interested in any kind of feedback, it doesn't hurt to have another set of eyes or something. Just reach out
Fantastic.
To us. You can find me.
Thank you so much. We have the best guests, the most generous guests. And, you know, every week I say in a heartfelt way the same thing. Get out there, kids, and make it happen. Happy New Year.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.